Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So, Cal and Hannah McNair had a sit-down yesterday with Randy McAvoy from Channel 2, and they talked about the offseason a little bit. Hannah had a funny story about the Stephon Diggs trade. We were talking about remember where you were when. Maybe some of these kids, maybe some of her kids, the McNair kids' classmates, will remember where they were when the Stephon Diggs trade happened.
Our boys, when they heard the Stephon Diggs news, were screaming around the house, and then their friends said their teacher stopped class to tell everyone. So there's quite a buzz amongst the younger generation about the guys that we brought in. So that's exciting.
But and we embrace the expectations. That's where we want to be. And at the same time, it's about building the team. And the team being coached and working hard, it's the day-to-day things that are going to get us where we want to get to, but we've got to stay focused on, you know, and work hard every day to bring about where we want to go.
And we want to win now.
Yeah, that's my favorite part right there. Cal was given the kind of measured answer, like, hey, it's about working hard every day, coming into the building, coaches doing their job, getting better. You know, he was almost given the whole like 1% better every day kind of thing, and then yeah. Hannah's like, "We want to win now,"
and we want to win now.
Exactly,
Hannah.
Hannah's
that's how I was. You know, when we had the expansion draft, there was a big gold reception somewhere. I think it was at the convention center. I don't remember. Like, I didn't know where the hell I was in any given time there. People were just driving me around. I didn't know where anything in Houston was. But before we went up to each individually, you know, say a few things to the crowd and take some questions in front of everybody. Capers had said, hey, guys, you know, talking to Jamie Sharper and Gary Walker, Baselli, me and everything. Like, you know, let's just be sure, you know, we don't want to make promises about winning the Super Bowl this year or anything. And I got up there and immediately proceeded to make all kinds of promises.
Did you really?
The Super Bowl. I did.
It's like, no way.
What are you going to do, Dom? Admit you made a mistake with the guy you just drafted? No, I spoke in generalities about winning a Super Bowl. I meant someday.
Someday, yeah.
And but Jamie thought it was funny. Because I got down off. He's like, man, he just told us not to mention the Super Bowl, Seth. Like, Dom and I go way back. We're good.
So you guys knew, like, an expansion draft. So you guys, I mean, you were there. So you kind of knew what the deal was.
The top nine picks, I think they knew. Like, they brought us all in.
Oh, okay.
And they did like a little fake draft. It was like a fake Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's
really
what
cool.
I saw.
Was
I was
fun.
A fan,
yeah.
So that's what I saw at the time.
Yeah, no, but I told you it was one of those things where I was of the guys there. They wouldn't go on to draft like 30 people or something. But of the people in the green room, I was the last one left. I think Marcus Coleman went before me. And I'm sitting there in my suit, and I'm like, in February. And I'm like, oh, did they bring me here just to create some kind of green room drama? Because, man, this is a new low.
when we go to the Super Bowl next time, if we wind up getting guests, and one of the guests is like somebody who had to sit in the green, like let's say we get Brady Quinn or somebody like and you act all empathetic about him having to sit in the green room, you're like, bro, I know how you feel, man. I know. Like, what are you talking about? You know how you were drafted in the fourth round? No, bro. Expansion draft. I was the last guy there in the green room, man. I got
an appreciation. I was honestly kind of just going through that, all of that. I never knew exactly what was going on because it felt like, you know, how coaches have to be very careful about tampering or anything like that. It felt like they were telling us everything they could without telling us that, yeah, you guys are going to get drafted. Like, we'd gone in earlier and gotten our physicals, like that same group of nine and everything, the week before. All this stuff. Where I felt like they were trying to scream at us between the lines, listen, you guys are getting drafted here. I felt like Coughlin was saying the same thing but wouldn't say it directly. So, like, I was, like, I was still, like, I'd go, I went back to Jacksonville and I was, like, I was up for the expansion draft, but I was still officially a Jacksonville Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go, I went in, like, after I took my physical in Houston, I went back and that next week I worked out in Jacksonville at the facility. And, like, at some point, like, the athletic trainer, Mike Ryan, told me, he came up to me when I was working out in Jacksonville, and he came up, he's like, hey, Seth, just so you know, Coughlin said it's fine that you're working out here. And I looked around, I was like, yeah, of course it is. What? What are you talking about? Sean, I was like a kid from the country getting off the bus in Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
Like, when somebody asked him if I wanted to make some money, want to make some quick cash, I was like, sure, yeah. I'll go there and do whatever you tell me to do.
You're not a Jag anymore, Seth.
So, lo and behold, I found myself waiting in the green room, actually wondering whether or not I was going to get taken in the expansion draft.
So, was Bocelli, was he the first pick of the Jags?
He was
Jags
the first pick overall, yeah.
Ever of the Jags with the
franchise. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, of the Jags, yes.
Yeah, he actually was a double, like, true expansion person. I know he never played for the Texans.
Yeah,
but
he
the
was
experience
an expansion
of
baby.
Yeah, the, right. Yeah, twice, right? I mean, you
twice
you,
he went through like first seasons with an expansion.
That's
team.
What I mean.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I mean. Yeah, because you got drafted 2 years in with the Jags, which probably still had kind of an expansion feel to it, I would imagine. But
that was what was so weird for the whole scenario in Jacksonville was that Bocelli was like royalty there, and then when everything came crashing down, this is why I'm more sensitive about salary cap spending too. I think than some people are. It's that, like, for any time anybody wants to say that the cap is fake or anything like that, like, no, I lived through a dismantling of a team. It ended up being really good for me.
Yeah.
But, like, no, you got to pay the piper at some point. So, yeah, for Bocelli, it was like, I mean, his wife called up sports radio at one point because, like, there were some misrepresentations about the way everything was going down. It got ugly. It got really ugly.
I don't get that anymore. Come on, wives, step up. All right, J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was on the Pat McAfee show doing his weekly hit. They asked him about one of the newest Texans and certainly the newest sack artist for the Texans, Danielle Hunter. Here's J.J. Watt.
I'm a massive Danielle Hunter fan. I think that he's been very underrated for a long time, in my personal opinion. I think he's just been very consistent. He plays extremely well in both the pass and the run. So to see him, in addition to Will Anderson and D'Amico Ryan's defense, I can't wait to watch that happen. And obviously, I think it's very classy and cool of him, what he did and what he said upon coming down to Houston.
You mean not taking your number, JJ? You mean not number nine?
It feels like they must have referenced that or something.
Yeah, probably. You're right. Yeah. They probably did. Yeah, for context, they probably did like play Danielle Hunter talking about how much he loves JJ Watt, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that part, as far as Danielle Hunter, he's got receipts for that. During the season, he had tweeted out about how Danielle Hunter was underappreciated. You know, JJ made comments recently where he talked about how one thing he's realized since being in the media is that, man, there's a few teams that really move the meter. There's a few players that really move the meter. But then outside of those people, like, people just don't want to hear about it. So, like, he tries to blow up people like Danielle Hunter, who's toiling in anonymity up in Minnesota last year or whatever, despite having a really good year. He was on record about thinking that Danielle Hunter had an awesome year last year before the Texans ever showed any interest.
Oh, yeah. Text message. What if the Texans traded their two number twos to move into the first round? It would have to be somebody. It'd have to be somebody that they really liked, I would imagine, Seth, for them to do that. For them to give up. I mean, 42 and 59 to move into the first round. That's a lot of draft cap in this draft where the Texans, where a lot of the guys the Texans want are going to naturally get pushed down to them because there's going to be so many offensive linemen, quarterbacks and other guys they just generally wouldn't be in on, pushing guys down. I would be shocked if they would give up the chance at two contributors for the chance at one that's 12 picks higher or something.
Plus,
like that.
I mean, things get a little squirrely, but if you look at, I'm just looking at DraftTech's trade value chart. I mean, that's probably enough to get him up into the late first round.
Yeah.
It's not really something that's going to all of a sudden be like a Will Anderson type of player or something.
Right.
So I'd actually be a little bit let down if they traded up into the first round at this point. I'm starting to have fun just thinking about the different strategies and routes they could go. And I do think that everything we know of Nick is because he says it himself over and over again. He just thinks that there's bands of players in the draft and that a lot of times when they're maneuvering within the draft, they're not focused on one in particular guy, one specific guy. Usually it's usually that, okay, here's a band of players that we like. So I think it's much more likely that if they're at 42 and maybe some of these players from the first round that they expected to be gone by the time they were at 17 or something, if there starts to be a position group that falls, then maybe that's what it ends up being. Like maybe they trade up to get into that band that ends up being in the early 20s or something.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I've settled in, man. I am excited to sit at home and watch the first round of the draft without having to get too emotional about anything.
Yeah.
And then have a nice party on Friday night for what it will be probably three picks over the course of a few hours. And the picks on Friday night move faster than the picks on Thursday night.
Right,
it's only 5 minutes between picks. So if you're a little less patient, then it's a good pace to the draft on Friday night.
The part that I find myself starting to get frustrated. The only thing I get frustrated with a little bit is like whenever I start talking about prospects from the second and third round, since I'm not really talking about first round on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Basically, like everybody that disagrees with me is not everybody, but a lot of the disagreements are more like when you pare it all down, really what you're complaining about is that you're drafting in the second round. Like, no, I don't like this defensive tackle, Seth, because he's not 315 pounds and runs a 4.640.
Right.
Like, right, yeah, those guys are
– they all went
those
yesterday.
Those guys would be in the first round.
They all went last night. You're a day late for the prom, buddy. It was
like
yesterday.
Every single one of these guys that's projected to go in the second round has, like, a pretty glaring deficit.
You know,
like, obviously, many of them are going to end up being stars, so it's not, like, a damning deficit. But, like, to project forward, it's just not as much fun as a lot of the guys in the top five, obviously.
That's right. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Heading into the 9 o'clock hour, how close did Shohei Ohtani come to getting kneecapped by a bookie in L.A.?
Oh, dear.
we'll let you be the judge. That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.